Look at that.
What, that shoe?
Yes, isn't it mysterious?
It's a shoe. What's mysterious about it?
Well, for one thing, where's the other one? I mean, who'd be walking around with only one shoe?
I'd prefer not to think about it.
Why?
Because I know it's something grotesque.
No, there's probably some beautiful story connected with that shoe.
Such as?
Such as a man and a woman strolling through the park.
I think I heard this on the 6 o'clock news.
Arm in arm, and suddenly it begins to rain, a soft, gentle rain, like a kiss on the cheek. And they are so much in love that they throw off their shoes and they begin splashing through the puddles like kids. Then it stops raining. They go back to look for their shoes. But no matter how hard they search, there's one they can't find. And whenever they remember that shoe, they think about how much in love they are.
And they're adjoining hospital beds.
Why?
35 degrees out, and they're running around barefoot.
Well, it happened last summer.
It's a new shoe.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, Lewis. Give me part 712C.
712C. Check. I think we have a problem.
Now, Lewis, this is very complicated. Don't get frustrated just because you can't find a piece.
I'm not.
Good.
You already used it.
I did. Where? What? I
now, Chip, this is very complicated, so don't get frustrated.
You believe this. Kate spends every penny in her pocket, then calls to tell me she's taking a cab home. And can I meet her on the corner with some money? Not that I mind. It's just the principle of the thing. You shouldn't have to... Sorry, I didn't realize I was alone.
What?
Nothing, Dr. Von Braun. I'm stepping out for a minute.
Right. Okay.
Aren't you going to answer the phone?
No, I am not answering the phone anymore.
Why not?
Because Emma and my sister always wait for someone else to answer the phone, and it's always for them. And they always want to know who it is before they'll talk to them. And if they don't want to talk to them, I have to tell them some stupid excuse about why they can't come to the phone.
Oh.
Watch. Yeah. Oh, hi, Jason. What did I tell you? Jenny, phone call. Who is it? Hugo Z. Quackenbush. It's Jason. Hi, how'd it go? Talk to Jeffrey? Why hasn't he called yet? Can't be that shy. I'm not trying to set Emma up. I'm just trying to get them together. There's two difference. Anyway, you never know. They might hit it off. Come on, he's not that bad. Well, for one thing, he's smart. And, well, listen, Emma's got to start somewhere, right? Okay, I'll call you back. Bye. What's that supposed to be?
It's a Saturn V rocket.
Looks more like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Chip, will you get that?
No.
Thanks.
Hello? Yes, just a minute, please. It's for Emma.
Of course it is.
Emma, telephone!
Find out who it is!
Who's calling?
He says it's Joseph K.
Who? Tell him I'm in the middle of a zither lesson.
She'll be right down.
Thanks a lot, Chip.
You're welcome.
Hello? Yeah, this is Emma. Who? Oh, hi, Jeffrey. Who's Joseph K? No, I didn't catch the reference. Right, the trial. Kafka. How stupid of me. Yeah, well, I guess you do if you've read it four times.
Who's she talking to?
She's talking to Kafka.
Kafka died?
She was talking to Kafka.
Look, I really wish I could talk, but... What? Next Saturday? I can't. Because. Just because. Well, if you insist, I'm just not interested, okay? I'm sorry. Goodbye. Guess who that was?
I give up.
Jeffrey Melton, can you believe it?
He finally called you?
He asked me out. I didn't want to hurt his feelings, but I mean...
Well, he's not that bad.
I guess not, if you're into self-torture and despair. Plus, he's got the rattiest little mustache. What do you mean he finally called? Jenny, you didn't. You told him to call me?
Emma, listen, he's a really nice guy. He's really smart.
You told him to call me?
Oh, he likes you a lot, and he's so shy,
so... You told him to call me? Yeah. Can I talk to you upstairs?
81A, primary fuel injection nipple.
I just gave it to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I put...
Oh. Louis, you have to be more careful with the glue.
Ow.
I don't understand why you would do that to me.
Emma, I didn't do anything to you. I was trying to help you.
Yeah, well, setting me up with Jeffrey Melton is not my idea of a humanitarian gesture.
I'm sorry. I thought you liked the brainy type.
I like science fiction. I don't want to date an alien.
Jeffrey's not an alien. He's from New Jersey.
Great. First you insult me, and then you make jokes about it.
Emma, I didn't mean to insult you, okay? It's just study for the test.
What event was the catalyst that began World War I?
I mean, you're just always complaining that you don't have a boyfriend, so I thought I'd help find one.
Jeffrey Melton is not a boyfriend. He's a social disease.
Okay, just get a gun and shoot me. The assassination of Archduke Ferdinand.
Would you go out with him?
I don't know. I might.
If you were as desperate and unattractive as I am, is that it?
All right, Emma, I've learned my lesson. The next time you start moaning about not having a boyfriend, I just won't listen.
Well, for your information, if I needed help getting a boyfriend, you're not the person I would ask for it.
Meaning?
Nothing. Just forget it.
Meaning I haven't done so well for myself.
I didn't say that.
I hope not. I mean, you'd be really lucky to find a boyfriend as nice as Jason.
May I remind you that I did find someone as nice as Jason. I found Jason, and I turned him down.
So what you're trying to say is that Jason's not good enough for you, but he's good enough for me.
Stop twisting around everything I say.
Emma. You just can't accept the fact that I'm more popular than you are.
Popular is not the word I would have chosen.
You know, I don't have to stay and listen to this.
Well, don't let me keep you.
Believe me, I won't. You know, that's the last time I'll do you a favor.
Is that a threat or a promise?
You buy 5 pairs of shoes and you can't save $4 for cab fare.
At least I can walk home in style.
You didn't walk home.
How could I, carrying 5 shoeboxes? Look who's here. Hi, Louis.
Hi, Kate.
Oh, it's good to see you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm learning a lot. I know the secret of making great coffee now.
Oh, Louis, you always say that.
But I really do. I learned the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. The teaspoon is little and the tablespoon is big.
Pay attention, Kate.
How does that go again? Louis, why don't you stay to dinner and show her how it's done?
Thank you, Allie. I'd like that.
Where are the girls?
They're upstairs fighting.
Why?
Because they hate each other or something. I didn't catch all the details.
Our daughters hate each other.
Or something.
I don't know about you, but I think we ought to stay out of this until whatever it is blows over, which I'm sure it will.
I disagree completely.
I knew you would. Let's go butt in.
Is this it?
Is that what?
Whatever we were looking for.
I don't remember. We really don't need it, do we?
Emma?
Yeah?
Jenny?
What?
I'm going in there.
Keep your guns ready just in case.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
I hate Jenny.
So I heard. It's reached the media.
You think someone's your friend, and then you find out what she really thinks about you.
What's that?
That I'm some kind of pathetic loser who'd be lucky to get a date with the ratty's mustache below 96th Street, and she's little Miss Perfect because she's got a boyfriend.
Wait a second, she said that?
You don't want to know the things she said to me.
Yes, I do. Start at the beginning.
That is the beginning. It gets worse. And then she said rotten things about Jason.
No, she didn't.
She did. I was standing right there. She said he wasn't good enough for her, but he was plenty good enough for me.
She did.
She did!
Well, can you believe that?
What do you think we ought to do about it?
At the moment, nothing. They can't stay angry forever. Eventually, hunger will get the best of them, and then they'll be easier to handle.
Good thinking, Buona. Wait a minute, don't you think maybe that goes like that?
Told you.
Yeah, and could you guys launch it over there so we can set the table for dinner?
You know, it's silly how these little misunderstandings can get blown out of proportion, isn't it?
Well, it's all part of the maturing process, I suppose. You learn not to get so bothered about things.
Yeah, well, that's one good thing about getting older.
You know, I can see why she'd be upset.
Well, Emma has her reasons, too.
Oh, that's who I meant. I mean, I can sympathize with her very easily.
Oh, thanks, Al.
I mean, I know what it's like to be unpopular, and it's not fun.
Emma's not unpopular, and neither were you.
Oh, come on. I remember those parties when you were the center of attention, and I was the one to take a long, hard look at the wall moldings.
Ellie, you're exaggerating. Besides, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, I'm not saying it was. I mean, you could have been a little more sensitive to it, but it wasn't your fault. Anyway, it's all in the past.
How was I insensitive?
Shh.
How was I insensitive?
I didn't say you were. I simply said that there were times when it wasn't particularly great for me to hear about some fantastic date you had with this football player or that musician.
Why didn't you say something?
You should have known.
How?
By being a little more sensitive.
What was I supposed to do? Ask you to go along?
It doesn't matter. I never even think about it.
What? Doesn't sound like it.
Forget it, will you?
Okay. Look, Ellie, I'm sorry you couldn't get a date, but do you have to make me the scapegoat?
I'm not making you the scapegoat, and I don't care anymore, okay?
Okay. Can't believe you still hold a grudge.
Insensitive.
You know, you're incredibly thin-skinned.
Yeah, and you're just a little too smug.
And don't call my daughter unpopular in front of me.
Well, that's easily corrected. I won't remain in front of you.
Boy, you'd think they had nothing better to do around here than bother us. Who is it?
Your mother.
What do you want?
Well, for one thing, I don't want you to snap my head off. I didn't do anything to you.
Sorry.
Unlike other people in this house who are incredibly unfeeling towards others.
Emma?
Her mother?
What did Kate do?
Oh, where should I start?
I need someone to complain to.
And then she has the nerve to tell me I'm holding a grudge.
Sounds like you are.
I am not. And even if I were, is it any wonder when you consider how oblivious she was to my feelings? Am I right?
I don't know.
Just because she was too shy to go out and meet people doesn't mean she has to take it out on me as though I had anything to do with it. Am I right?
I don't know.
So what I'm saying is, I've been in Emma's shoes, and I know what it's like when your friends are more popular than you. So I just want you to be a little more considerate of her feelings instead of acting like Kate.
The important thing to remember is all this is going to pass, and the worst thing you can do is brood about it and look for someone to blame. Otherwise, you're going to end up all twisted and bitter like Allie.
I was being considerate. I was doing her a favor.
Let's not argue.
About who's doing what to whom. I mean, it's not getting us anywhere.
Why don't you just admit you're on her side?
Against me.
Well, with that attitude, maybe I am.
Mom, don't blame me because you couldn't find a date. I wasn't even born yet.
All right, young lady. I've heard just about enough. You've made your bed.
Now you can dangle from it.
Hey, Ma, isn't she something?
Oh, she's something, all right. Don't get me started.
Maybe she'll like it better when it's finished.
Silly.
Who is it?
Jenny, it's me, Kate. Can I come in?
Sure.
Em. Emma, it's Allie. May I come in?
Sorry to bother you. I need an aspirin. Your mother gives me such a headache.
Tell me about it.
Why? What did she say to you?
I don't know. Something about how I should be more conscious of other people's feelings or something.
That's the same line she used on me. Did she accuse you of being popular, too? Let me tell you something about your mother.
I just want you to know that I sympathize with you because I was in the same position myself.
What do you mean?
I mean, I know what it's like when your best friend gets all the attention and you can't get anybody to notice you. I remember one time when Kate and I went skating.
So finally, I talked your mother into going on a bicycle trip.
These two boys from Amherst skated over to us and started talking to her as if I wasn't there.
We met these two really cute guys. They were heading in the same direction, so they asked us if we'd like to ride along with them.
Well, you can imagine I felt about this big. And do you think Kate noticed?
Do you think Allie agreed to that?
Not on your life. They just went skating off, laughing for hot chocolate, and left me with frozen toes.
Of course not. She thought she was too good for them. And she wonders why she's not popular. Believe me, I know where you're coming from.
So believe me, I sympathize. Now, keeping that in mind,
do you think it would be so bad to make the generous gesture and just say you're sorry to Emma?
I think maybe you should swallow your pride and just understand that Jenny was only trying to help. What do you say?
I say that's a pretty tricky way to get me to apologize to your daughter. Nice try, Kate, but it won't work.
I guess that's it for now.
Great. What are you doing down here?
If you must know, getting away from your mother.
My mother?
Apparently she thinks I'm as big a wallflower as she was, and that was meant to cheer me up. So now the only member of your family who hasn't let me know how vastly inferior I am is Chip, but then he's busy right now.
Your mother's no better, you know.
I didn't say she was.
She went on and on about some stupid bike ride, and then she tried to strong-arm me into saying I was sorry.
Are you?
Did I say I was?
Excuse me for asking.
You're excused.
The next time you see your mother, could you please tell her that I don't need her sympathy?
You can just tell her yourself because we're not on speaking terms.
And why is that?
I don't remember. But I'm angry.
You should be. She's infuriating.
Oh, and your mother isn't?
Maybe, but not as bad as yours.
Just stop ragging on my mother, okay?
You agreed with me.
It's all right for me to agree. She's my mother. I can say anything I want. That doesn't give you the right to go shooting your mouth off.
Oh, but you can insult my mother. Is that it?
That's different.
It is not.
I'm talking to you. Why am I doing that? I have no idea. What am I doing here? Where am I going? Why am I folding laundry like my mother?
Will you please stop slamming the doors? Certainly, Your Highness.
Oh, hello again, Allie.
Hello, Lewis.
The rocket is really coming along.
Good.
Everybody is running around a lot, Allie. Is there something wrong?
Hmm? No, we're just practicing our fire drill positions.
That's a good idea. I have to use the bathroom very badly.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lewis.
Kate, Lewis has to use the facilities if you're finished.
Of course, Lewis. It's all yours.
Thank you.
Your daughter is the most willfully stubborn girl I've ever met.
Doesn't surprise me. She has an expert for a roommate.
You're talking to me.
Not anymore.
Where are you all going?
Basement.
Something I said?
Nah, it's just women. Ready?
Ready.
Keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Ta-da! What do you think?
I think it turned out great.
Me too.
What should we do with all these extra parts?
Let's send them to Iran.
Where are we going?
To eat.
Check.
We're back. Did you miss us?
Of course they missed us. Who wouldn't miss four unique individuals as fascinating?
Dynamic. Sparkling.
As us.
What's going on here?
What do you mean?
Well, I thought you all had a big fight.
Oh, that. Well, it's really cold outside, and I realized how silly I was being.
Me too.
Me too.
They were.
Me too.
And you know, it's good to clear the air every so often. Otherwise, some trivial misunderstanding becomes a pointless shouting match.
It's all a matter of keeping some perspective, don't you think?
Well put, Jenny. Oh,
thank you, Mother. Is anyone going upstairs?
After you. Why don't we all go together?
Okay.
Lois, did you understand any of this?
I think so, but it seemed very complicated for a fire drill.
Now, you know I didn't mean any of that stuff that I said before, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. You apologized. And you know I didn't mean it too, right?
Right. Besides, I'm glad we fought.
You are? Why?
Well, because we all got some things off our chests, and in the end, we found out just how much we care about each other.
Oh, yeah, but we should be able to do that without having a fight first.
Oh, come on. Sometimes it's for the best. You know, I think that fighting is the sign of a healthy relationship. Didn't you and Charles ever fight just to clear the air?
No. He'd growl from behind a medical journal, and I'd bake muffins.
There you have it. Max and I fought all the time.
So? You're divorced, too. What does that prove?
What does that prove? Well, it proves that, Well, just give me a second.
No one around who's caring. Along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. The things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.